April 30th, 1894. Idleness. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. There is but one remedy for indolence, and that is to throw off sluggishness as a sin that leads to perdition, and go to work, using the physical ability that God has given you for this purpose. The only cure for a useless, inefficient life is effort, determined, persevering effort. The only cure for selfishness is to deny self and work earnestly to be the blessing that you can be to your fellow men. He that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. As God's human agents, we are to do the work that he has given us. To every man he has given his work, and we are not going to give ourselves up to conjecture as to whether or not our earnest endeavors will prove successful. All that we, as individuals, are responsible for is the unwearied, conscientious discharge of duty that someone must do. And if we fail to do that which is placed in our way, we cannot be excused of God. But having done the best we can, then we are to leave all results with God. But it is required of us that we exercise more mental and spiritual power. It is your duty, and it has been your duty every day of the life God has graciously granted you, to pull at the oars of duty. For you are a responsible agent of God. The command to you is, go work today in my vineyard. We are all God's workmen, and not one is to be idle. But I would ask, what are you doing for the Master, in order that you may hear his words of approval, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. God never makes a mistake. He will never call men good and faithful who are not good and faithful.